T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You decide. 2019.
We continue our daily conversation with individuals who will appear on your ballot coming up on Election Day, November 5th. Today, we're joined by an independent candidate for sheriff of Henrico County. Tom Watkins is with us this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, John.
Listen, I'm glad to have you here, and I remind everybody they seem to want me to be Chris Wallace and get into fights with everybody on the radio. That's not what we're doing with these interviews. I want to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself and just tell us why you're running and what your background is and why you think you would be a good sheriff in RICO.
Thank you, John. Thank our WRBA News Radio for allowing me time today to share my qualifications. Before I get into my qualifications, I want to share a little bit of background about myself that most people who know me as an adult do not know. When I was 10 years old, on a Saturday night, my father called me down to his basement workshop and started pointing out some tools with the statement, "Son, I'm leaving these for you." Well, since he was a traveling salesman, it was not unusual for him to be gone during the week and home again for the weekends. And I asked, "Well, why are you leaving these for me? Where are you going? When will you be back?" And his reply ripped my heart right out of my body. He said, "I'm not coming back. You're now the man of the house." And with that, he walked out of my life and that of my brother and sister's life, and I was, in fact, the man of the house. The scars that this leaves on a young boy are internal, and they know no skin color. They can be devastating. My mother had to go to work, put herself through college, and raise 3 kids on her own, and do so without any financial or emotional support from my father. But we survived. Many today are not so lucky. Without a strong male role model in their life, they fall in with the bad crowds, engaging in a life of progressively worse crimes until finally they end up in jail or worse, prison. I want to be a force for good for those in similar situations, helping them find a better way when they come out of jail so they don't come back, or help them find a better path before it leads to jail. I've got 10 years of actual hands-on experience administering all aspects, finance, computer, kitchen, medical, and firearms training of a large Virginia sheriff's office under 3 sheriffs, Andy Winston, Michelle Mitchell, and Clarence C.T. Woody. I rose to the rank of undersheriff. Plus, I've got 40 years of experience in the private sectors of distribution, information technology, and medical operations. This makes me uniquely qualified for the position of Henrico County Sheriff. Since a lot of my experience has been in the private sector, I've had broad exposure to and use of different ways of accomplishing many goals in cost-effective ways. 2 of the departments that I was responsible for when I was major of administration were the kitchen and medical. Our average daily inmate population was 1,500. This meant we had to prepare about 4,500 meals on a daily basis. It was no easy task, nor is seeing to the medical needs of that large of a population, but we did it. I was also certified by Sig Sauer as an armorer, and I was also a firearms instructor, instrumental in transitioning over 400 deputies from a .38 revolver to a 9mm semi-automatic. We made our training as realistic as possible to equip our deputies to deal with real-life scenarios both on the job and on the street. Mm-hmm. I was and still am a very much hands-on administrator.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, it sounds like a very diverse background in a lot of law enforcement endeavors. And, you know, a lot of folks are focused on political affiliation. And not that this necessarily goes into what a sheriff does, but do you affiliate with one party or the other, or is there a political philosophy that you subscribe to over another?
Well, I guess you can sum up my political side by saying that I am a fiscal conservative. I'm running as an independent because I really do feel that the sheriff's office needs to be independent from one political group or party, and I want to represent all of the citizens of Henrico County. Mm-hmm. I'm conservative in my nature, yes. Mm-hmm.
And are you finding a great deal of support from conservatives and the more liberal element in the county? Because it seems like both have asserted themselves in this race.
Right. And I've been really surprised at the support I'm getting from all sectors, both from what I would call your traditional Democrat party and also from the traditional Republican Party. I'm also getting a tremendous amount of support from the Masonic community because I'm a 33rd degree Mason and I'm very active in Masonry in Henrico County. I do a lot of work with the Childhood Language Center over on Hermitage Road, where we treat children who have speech and hearing problems. It's been my passion for a number of years, and I serve on their board of directors. So the support has just really been overwhelming and has been very broad-based.
Well, Tom Watkins is the independent candidate who will appear on the ballot for sheriff of Henrico County. And listen, I appreciate you, Mr. Watkins, for coming on the air today. And we, of course, have talked to Bob Mattson and Elisa Gregory, the other candidates who will appear on the ballot. And all of these interviews are available, just like the other interviews we've done for other positions that will actually be on the ballot on November 5th. You can go to WRVA.com and find them. Thank you, Tom Watkins. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.